All right. Hello, my friends. This is something that I have wanted to start for so long. I bought this microphone like a year and a half ago, and I made the podcast album. I made the podcast cover also a year and a half ago, and I had all these plans. And then life got really busy and crazy. And I think I just kind of discouraged myself from attempting this part of what I've really been looking forward to doing. And so if you don't know me, my name's Sophia Light. I run the Spark Passion Instagram page, which I started just a little bit over a year ago. It was right after COVID hit originally in 2020. And then from there, really just developed a love for content creating. It's not what I do full time. I'm a missionary, but on the side, I really, really enjoy creating and encouraging people to love Jesus no matter where they're planted, whether they're in the workplace, they're in full-time ministry, or they're a high school student or a middle school student or a college student. And so this is just something that I really, really love to do. I know that growing up, Sadie Robertson was a big voice in my life. I would listen to all of her videos. I would watch her speak. Sadie Robertson, so many other Christian women who empowered me growing up. Just hearing their stories, hearing how they got through certain things. And then especially in more recent days, just podcasts have helped me through a lot of different things, learning about different subjects and really just having a time, like especially like going to and from places. I get some extra time to hear about God's word, hear people's testimonies, and whatever else. So I've always been interested in podcasts. I think they're super fun. And when I started my Instagram page, I was thinking, like it would be really cool to have one of these for myself. So I bought a microphone, just like I said earlier. I put in some work into it, and then I just decided kind of to wait. And then I realized I didn't really quite know what I was waiting for. I have the mic, I have everything that I need, really. And so I figured, you know what? Guess what? Today, there's no plan. I mean, I really want to share my testimony with you. I want to really just get to know you guys better and just kind of invite you on this journey with me. If you've been part of Spark Passion for a while, welcome back. Welcome to this new part of this family. And if you're new here, I pray that you stick around. And my goal really with this podcast is just to give us all a space to be honest, give us a space to encourage one another, give us a space to empower each other. And I don't really know what it's going to look like. I don't know. I really don't know what it's going to look like. I'd love to have, you know, interviews on here, but for the most part, my goal for this podcast is to really share about things that you guys ask me to share about. And so whether that's healing from trauma, whether that's how to deal with anxiety, whether that's a specific Bible study on a specific chapter or questions you have about the Bible, maybe next time we'll do a Q&A. I'll plan out the whole thing soon just to get some ideas, but I'd really, really love to hear from you guys of what you want to hear from me on here, what you hope to get out of this, whether you're driving to work or driving home from work or driving to school and you're just listening to this for fun. I would like to say my voice is not normally raspy. I love raspy voices. I just am getting over a cold, and I was going to wait until I was done with the cold, but then I figured, you know what, I'm not going to wait any longer. I'm going to start this thing. So for the first episode in specific, I don't really have much of a plan. I really just wanted to introduce myself, talk about really what I want this platform to be, welcome you here, and share my testimony with you guys. Not the full thing, because I don't want to be talking for 8 hours, but just a little piece so that you guys kind of get to know me better if you're new to Spark Passion, or if you're a veteran and you just haven't heard my testimony before. I would love to share that with you. So I'll just start from the beginning. I already mentioned my name's Sophia. I grew up in Florida, and from the time that I was a little girl, my parents were divorced, and so I never really had like a stable household, and that kind of marked most of my life. And so my dad really struggled with substance abuse, and my mom struggled with alcoholism. And so long story short, there was a court ruling where I was basically 50-50 between both homes. So basically what that means is a week with my dad and a week with my mom. My dad ended up getting remarried to a woman who was incredibly verbally abusive to me. And then my mom just really, really sunk deeper in her alcoholism. And so I really just grew up in this very, for lack of a better word, sketchy situation. And so I bounced back and forth from week to week. And the only stability that I had was my grandmother. I think at the time I saw her, I mean, when I was a baby, I saw her quite a bit. But when I'm trying to think, I didn't really put a super intense plan together for this, but when I would see her, it was like, when I got a little bit older, it was like every other week. And that was kind of when I started talking about Jesus. Jesus was never a foreign concept to me. My grandmother told me about Jesus from the day I was born through today, through this day. And I really just latched a hold of the concept of the gospel from a very, very young age. No matter what I was facing with my dad and with my mom, I just really, really believed in Jesus. There was never an argument. There was never a, I don't really know for sure. I just remember really, really latching on to Jesus and accepting him as my Lord and Savior. I think when I was like two or three, really don't even quite remember. So I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And, yeah, I just went on with my life and I went back and forth and bounced back and forth between these two homes. And was treated really horribly. And so I started, you know, having a lot of questions about myself, really not knowing where my hope was coming from, really not knowing. I knew Jesus, of course. I had those conversations with my grandmother. She would pick me up and she would rescue me. But man, I was running away every night. I had two different phones to make sure I had someone to come pick me up if something got bad. I was cooking all of my own meals. I was basically the adult in the house from being a toddler on. And so, yeah, without getting into too much detail, it was just quite a life, honestly. And so my dad's house just got kind of too much for me to handle, so we went to court again. My mom got full custody. And I would have loved to say that this, you know, got better, but it didn't. Now being full-time with my mom was really, really hard. She was really, really struggling with alcoholism. It kind of got to the point where I never, ever saw her sober. And I was constantly just like fearing for, you know, what each day would bring, if she would love me, if she would be mean to me. And it was just really, really difficult. She would hallucinate. She did not, her body did not receive alcohol well. I don't know if anybody does, but her specifically, she really, really, drank so much to the point where she would hallucinate and she would, think that I was somebody else and she'd try to hurt me, or just a lot of really, really scary, scary things. And so I can dive more into these topics later on, maybe specifically how to deal with trauma and how to walk through things like this. But man, to know the grace of God through these things, and that's really my main focus of telling you this, is not to, you know, highlight, oh wow, I've been through so much, but really to highlight the protection of the Lord, because there really is no reason that I should be alive or should be such a strong follower of the Lord, or have the life that I do now. But man, he protected me and he showed up and he met me there in the middle. When I had no mother or father, he protected me, and he was that father that I always needed. And so I'm full-time with my mom at this point. I stopped seeing my dad when I was 10. And yeah, my mom just got really, really bad. And so, without going into all the other details, I started living full-time with my grandparents, which was definitely a saving grace. Got to kind of live normally, but things were still pretty weird with my mom. She was just always, you know, crazy. And it was hard for me because, she had walked away from the Lord. She had known the Lord when she was younger, but she just walked away. And same thing with my dad. They both were raised in Christian families. They just walked away. And so I'm here, you know, a Christian, but, you know, young. I think I'm 12 at this point when I moved in with my grandparents full time. And I'm going into seventh grade. And so I think this was kind of seventh and eighth grade. Those were my on fire for Jesus years. I read all the Left Behind books. I was writing sermons. And that's actually when I began my blog, too, right around that time. Which kind of started the whole Spark Passion thing years and years ago, way back in the beginning. And I just really, really loved Jesus. And I think this was really before my brain could come up with any other questions or doubts for God. And so I'll get into that a little bit. So after eighth grade, walked into ninth grade year, my freshman year in high school, and things just really, really intensified with my mom. We lost my uncle, who was my mom's brother, my mom was the youngest of seven, and her brother passed away all of a sudden randomly to a heart attack, which was crazy because he was super healthy. It was out of the blue. He was 42 years old, and he had actually helped raise me. Like, we were really, really close. And so that was really hard for me, but I'd say my mom took it a whole lot harder because that was, like, her best friend. Her brother was her best friend. And so when he passed away, she kind of took a turn for the worst. And she really, there's no other way to describe it except she became incredibly malnourished. And so her hair started falling out. She had really, really long, beautiful blonde hair, and it just started falling out, and her skin was weird, and her muscles were gone, and, it was just very, very strange. You could tell that she was just very unhealthy. Her face was always red and puffy, and she was never, ever sober. And I think it's because she was just drinking and not eating and, all these other things. And I wasn't living with her at the time, but it was really, really hard to see her this way. She started developing seizures from alcoholism or alcohol withdrawal because she was trying not to drink. She was really, really working on it. But because her body had become so used to it for probably more than 20 years, probably 25 years, her body was just not accepting it. And she would go into a seizure often. So she went on seizure medication. And so just a whole lot of stuff started happening. And so me being a freshman in high school, I start having a lot of questions, start making not the best friends, trying to get attention from all the wrong boys. It just led me down this path of a lot of self-image issues. And I started really struggling. One step after another, I was just further and further away from the Lord. I really wouldn't say that I did anything horrible, but I was in probably the worst mental state I have ever been in. I was 15. I would stay up all night because I was so anxious, and I would go to school and I wouldn't smile. And typically I'm a pretty bubbly person, but man, I just didn't want to be around anyone. And I was sad all the time. I started really, really just struggling with everything that was going on. But I would have never told you that anything was wrong. I kept it all to myself. And I started pursuing my identity in getting a snap back from a boy, being in that next relationship. And I got myself into some really, sad situations, and just went through a lot of stuff there, and started really just questioning my place in God's kingdom, to be completely honest. I didn't want to talk about Jesus anymore. I was a leader in my church at the time. I was, leading in middle school stuff. I was on the worship team, I was doing all this stuff, but I was really just going through the motions, you know, doing what the good Christian girl is supposed to do, and going home and not really wanting to talk about it, not really wanting to think about it. And that really was not me, because I was always super passionate about the Lord. I spread the gospel all over my middle school, it was crazy. And so now this part, I honestly, to this day, I've shared this so many times, but have no idea how to explain what God did in this moment. But I'd say within the span of 2 weeks, my mental health got very incredibly bad. And I don't share this often, but I feel led to, so I will. I really, really struggled with thoughts of self-harm in ninth grade. I didn't even know what that was. I didn't know why I felt that way, but I really did. And so I never actually did it, but I really, really struggled with the thoughts of it. And I remember specifically one time, I was just not doing well, and I grabbed a razor out of a drawer and I held it to my wrist. And I just so clearly, I had not talked to God. I had not been in my Bible. I had not been praying, but I just felt the Lord say, "You are worth more than this to me." And it just broke me apart, and I dropped it and I never touched it again. So he started speaking to me. He never left me in those moments of feeling far away. He was never disappointed in me. I'd honestly say he was probably closer than he'd ever been. But I was just walking away on my own terms and not really wanting to speak to him anymore. And so then, I think it was May of 2017. Yeah, May of 2017. I'm not praying for myself. I'm not, you know, like in my word or anything, but I just woke up. And similar to how that moment where he spoke to me in the bathroom, he spoke to me the second that I woke up, and he just said, "We're done living like this." The reason that this podcast and my Instagram is named Spark Passion is because legitimately that is what happened in that moment. He sparked a passion in me for him in a way that I can never, ever describe to you. And he lit my heart on fire. And I never, ever went back after that. I forgave my parents. I still was not in a relationship with my dad, and my mom was still doing really, really bad, but I forgave them in my heart, and I honestly just started running the race with eagerness and boldness and zeal. I started leading, but being really a leader, and man, was God preparing me for everything that I would come to face soon after this. And so got really, really passionate. I was back in my word every day. And the whole entire summer I attended conferences, church services, shared the gospel with all my friends. I mean, I was all in, I was doing everything. And then we get to August. And this is really what shapes a lot of my testimony and where God really met me in a way that I never, ever thought that I'd be able to live through. But August 16th, 2017, my mom randomly, out of the blue, passed away due to a seizure. I was in my first week of my sophomore year in high school, and, it was random. It was not expected at all. It was out of the blue. And it was one of the most terrifying and, hardest nights of my entire life. And I remember just not believing it and not really knowing where to go from there. And me being me, I went to school the next day and I didn't tell anyone. that is how pent up I kept most of my emotions for all of my life. I told my close friends, but I did not miss school except for the memorial the next week. And man, even though I was so broken and so confused and did not understand what in the world God was doing in my life, He met me there. And I got to, because of my story, actually, in a public high school, share the gospel on 2 full pages of the yearbook. 2 of my friends gave their life to the Lord that year because they watched me walk through this trial and asked me how I did it. I had several people come up to me and just ask me where my joy came from. And I got to share the gospel with them. And so my story kind of started spreading around the school. And then even at my mom's memorial, we shared the gospel with a couple hundred people, and people responded to it. And so was that the hardest thing I've walked through? I would say yes. But would I reverse it? I don't think so. And the reason why is not because I don't want my mom here. I absolutely would love to have my mom here. I was believing for her healing. I was believing for God to step in. I was believing for her to drop her addiction and run the race and do ministry with me. But I know that God is so good. And that's why the questions don't matter to me as much as my focus being on how good God is, because I've seen Him meet me here and I've seen Him work through so much hardship and so much trial in my life. And something I forgot to mention earlier was I actually got to watch my mom give her life to the Lord before she passed away. We had a conversation. We watched a movie together, a Christian movie together, and she got super angry during the movie, and she just admitted a bunch of stuff to me. She said, "I haven't forgiven this person, and I'm angry," and I don't know if she was drinking or not, but I don't remember, but I remember we had a genuine conversation. I asked her, I said, "Listen," I said, "Mom, I'm sick of you living this way. I want you to know who Jesus is." I said, "I know that you gave your life to Him as a little girl, but do you really have a relationship with Him?" And she really just had this moment with God where she chose Him. And so getting to witness that and then watching what God did after that, did He bring her to full healing? Yes, He did. Yes, He did in His most perfect timing and way. And it took me the last 4 years to be okay with that. Honestly, it's taken me a long time. And so, yeah, so I lost my mom and I'm still not in a relationship with my dad at all. I think the first time I had talked to him was letting him know that she had passed away, actually. So it had been 6 years at this point. I was 16 when she passed away. So I go through the rest of sophomore year, and I think my response to dealing with this tragedy was throw yourself into school. And so that is what I did. I threw myself into school. I did 7 high school classes on top of 7 college classes. And man, did God use that though. So I had never felt called to ministry. I had never felt called to ministry. I just kind of, I thought that it was pastor and congregation. I didn't really think that there was anything in between that. But I'm in 10th grade and I'm on my way home and I'm stressing out about what I'm called to do. Cause I'm in all these college classes and I'm thinking, wow, I need to have all my answers put together. I need to know what I'm called to do. And whatever, whatever. And so I'm stressing out, I'm bawling my eyes out in my car. Like, God, what am I called to do? What's my major supposed to be? Where am I supposed to go? And I just felt him tell me I'm called to ministry. And this was like, man, this was a very, I was like, what? Like, I was just confused. But he really affirmed it in my heart. And I just, from that moment on, could see myself in nothing other than ministry. I had no idea what that meant. And while I'm in full-time ministry now, I think God is using me in every aspect of ministry. I think I won't fully know what he meant in that moment till I go and see him, like what he fully called me to. But I just knew he had a plan for my life in full-time ministry. And so I said, okay. And so me, a sophomore in high school, I don't know how I ended up here, but I ended up at a preview day for a Bible college. And I was like, I'm a sophomore in high school. I don't know why I'm here, but they actually helped me graduate high school right after sophomore year. And then I jumped right into Bible college, at 16. Or I guess I had just turned 17. I sped through those years. I got my bachelor's in 3 years. And I just finished out in May from Southeastern University, which was, the trip of a lifetime. It was so fun. My classes were great. I had an interesting college experience. It was really small. I went to like a regional campus. And it was a good time. And in the midst of this was in the middle of COVID, and I actually moved from my hometown, and landed myself in a brand new place. And without going into every single detail, because I've talked for so long, God led me right into full-time ministry. And so what I'm doing now is, I'm in full-time campus ministry, and I'm ministering to high school and college students, on the university campuses every single day. I'm getting to lead people to the Lord. I'm getting to evangelize. I'm getting to disciple. And then when I get home, I make social media content for my online ministry, and, I make podcasts and all that stuff. And so, yeah, so I'm doing what God's called me to. I have no idea what else he's going to do. But yeah, so I'm a missionary officially. That has been the last, about 6 months of my life. I've been, a full-time campus missionary. I don't know if anyone's ever heard of Every Nation Campus Ministries, but that is the, church that I'm a part of. And yeah, so that is what I'm doing. And it's incredible. And if you guys ever want to hear like stories or testimonies from the campus, I could totally share those too. I'm here really just to share my life with you. Spark Passion, the whole point is just to not to be about me. I'm sharing my testimony because I really want you to see the glory of God and really the redemption, and in the mercy and the grace he's had over my life. And when I walked away, how he roped me back in and I rededicated my life, and, how he's just restored the relationships. And I spent 10 years not talking to my dad. And just this past year, as I walked into full-time ministry, I actually regained a relationship with him as well. And so God is just so full of restoration, so full of mercy and grace. And my dad is no longer uses drugs, no longer is living in sin, and actually gave his life to the Lord as well. Just taking a step back, I'm 20 years old now, but taking a step back and looking at the last 20 years of my life, and everything that God did in my life, it's incredible. And it would be, a dishonor to not share what God is doing and has done in my life with you, just for you to feel encouraged and for you, to regain that passion. And so none of this is to point to me. None of my Instagram is to point to me, but all of it is to point to how glorious and gracious our God is. Man, I could just go on and on. He's so good. He's so good. And just like he maneuvered me out of all of those scary situations and, saved me from so much, and called me to so much, he's doing the same thing with you. And he has the same heart for you. And no matter what you're facing, I can promise you with 100%, 110% assurance that he is in the middle of that situation, that he is in the middle. He's going to meet you right there. He's going to meet you right there if you let him. And so if this is your first time hearing about Jesus, or if you've known Jesus forever, really evaluate, have I let God into this situation? Have I invited him in to this situation. And really, it's going to be a daily thing because looking back on my life, my testimony is really made up of so many small stories of just God revealing himself to me in a greater way. And so, no matter what your story looks like, it's important. And that's how you're going to be able to share the gospel with your friends, with your coworkers, with your classmates, is sharing your story just like I'm doing here. So let this be less of, oh, this is Sophia's story, and oh, wow, this is such an encouragement to me to now go and share my story with somebody else so that they can get to know the power of God and how much God loves and values that person. But I really hope that that my story has touched you. I really hope that this podcast as a whole will speak to you. I hope that you will gain just a new reverence for who God is, a new zeal, a new urgency to really be... make Jesus your first love, to really get out there, get in the game and make disciples and share your story with others. And I hope that this entire podcast really is a place where if you have a genuine question about something that we can talk about it. Being a Christian is not an easy walk. It is not an easy walk. And I knew that from the day I decided to make Jesus my Lord at 2 or 3, my life was so not easy. And then at 15 years old, when I rededicated my life in my bedroom and he just encountered me, it did not get any easier. But God is so close. And Jesus is so close to us. And he literally died for us. How can we not have, a relationship with the creator of the entire universe? He's inviting us in. And so, that's my goal for this whole podcast. That's my goal for my entire life. That's my goal on the college campuses. That's my goal. Every single place that I go when I'm working, when I'm a missionary, which I guess we're all missionaries no matter where we are, but, where I'm a missionary, I'm working to glorify the Lord. I'm working to get closer to Jesus. I'm working to bring students closer to know Jesus. When I'm home and I'm in my bedroom and I'm by myself and nobody's looking, am I honoring God? Am I glorifying God? And am I thanking him for what he's been doing in my life? Am I spending quality time with him every single day to thank him for who he is and what he's doing in my life? When I'm hanging out with my friends, am I glorifying the Lord? Am I talking about things that glorify Jesus? It really is all about an entire life that is reverent to who God is, that is absolutely in love with Jesus. And that is where you find the joy. That's where you find the freedom. That's where you find the hope and the victory, no matter what you're facing. And it may all sound like sunshine and rainbows now. Oh, she's a missionary and life's so easy. I will be honest with you. This is legitimately one of the hardest seasons I have ever, ever walked into. I'm working on healing through a lot of the things I just shared. I'm working on stepping into a full-time career, which is a big deal, a big transition. I'm working on so many different things and God is shaping my character. And honestly, sometimes it's really, really hard, but man, I know the creator of the universe. I know Jesus and he came for me. And I believe that with my entire heart, no matter what doubt comes, no matter what anxiety tries to keep me up at night, no matter what situation I'm placed in, I know that my God is good. And I know that my Jesus came for me and I know that he has a plan for me and he has a plan for you too. And so that's kind of what I want to finish off with. If you don't follow me on Instagram, it is @spark.passion, just like it would be normally spelled. And I would absolutely love to have your feedback. I would love to, know what you guys have questions on. I would love to get ideas of what I should share next. I would love just your thoughts. I want to invite you guys into this. This is a family. This is a place where we can be honest, where we can just talk about Jesus. I'm just so, so honored. Thank you so much for giving me opportunities like this. Thank you for following along. Thank you for encouraging your friends and uplifting others in the comments so much. It's so fun to read. And it's really just it's been such a joy to start this and be a part of this and watch God really use it to reach people, honestly, all over the world. We have followers from all over the world, which is so, so cool. Getting to learn from other cultures. And so just thank you so much for making this happen. Thank you for following along and being part of this. And I would love to, this is about all about you. I want to know what you have questions on, how to make disciples, how to share the gospel, how to deal with certain things in your life. I want to hear all of your ideas and I would love to really have those conversations with you. That is the point of this entire thing. So With that being said, I'm going to wrap up this first episode. I am so thankful for you. You have a purpose. You have so much value. Thank you so much for listening to me ramble on for the last, I think, 30 minutes. And you guys are absolutely incredible. And I am so, so excited to be on this journey with you. And I will see you in episode 2. Bye. Thank you.